This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, some more bumper requests are pouring in. Hank Williams Jr., The American Way. Master of Puppets by Metallica. I don't know if I can take that brain damage.
That's a rocker.
I'm not a Metallica fan. It all sounds like somebody's throwing silverware into an engine to me. I don't know how people consider that entertaining. But, you know,
I like some of their stuff.
I'm 56 years old.
So yeah, I like a little bit of
everything. Maybe I'm not supposed to know the deal. But the reason they wanted Master of Puppets by Metallica, they say, is to honor the puppet Sniffy Joe.
That's a good tie-in.
Who
there.
Could they be referring to there?
Yeah, right.
Sniffy Joe. You know, Kev? The hairy legs guy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's Sniffy Joe. Got it. And also Surfing Bird by the Trashmen. And we have the Doobie Brothers, The Doctor. So you got a long list there.
About the bird. Bird.
There you go. We checked that box. I love it. I love it. All right, there you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep
Did
it coming.
Did you know that the Trashmen who sang Surfing Bird were a Minneapolis band?
Did not
and
know
the,
that.
The drummer in that band was a good friend of my brother who passed away.
How about that? The connections are endless.
I know.
Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell riding shotgun with me here. Call us 800-258-0550. Put that in your speed dial. Text me 701-367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. A lot of open phone time. This is normally the hour we have Senator Kevin Cramer on for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Cramer has a family obligation today. His son is the next. Who's the biggest soccer star in the world?
Christian. What's his name? I'm not a big soccer
guy. I'm not either.
What's soccer?
Christian, I can't think of his name.
I think he's the next Christian somebody.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Alfonso really or something.
Who's the guy over in Europe that's really a big deal that kind of came to the U.S. for a while?
Oh, was Beckham.
Yeah,
David Beckham.
Yeah, there's a name I know. Anyway, so Senator Cramer has family obligations with the next soccer star of the world, Abel Cramer, and so we, of course, said you go be with Abel, and we're going to have an open forum talk radio town hall of our own. So. The whole hour here to do just exactly that and what's on your mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Fridays mean at any PetroServe USA, you get a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, and it's only 79 cents. I'd load up on the firewood this weekend. Maybe you want some water with this kind of heat. Nestle, 28 water packs, $3.99. Do the math. And then when you go over to the cooler, and it says, oh, 2 for $6. You go, oh, wait a minute. I can get 28 of them for $3.99. I think I'll do that. And, of course, the grab-and-go specials with home cooking include 2 Sloppy Joes and Chips in Harwood, chicken tenders on West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, Shepherd's Pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. If you're traveling 94 today, always all kinds of selection from the burgers and the chicken poppers, and the caramel rolls, and the muffins. They also have pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. 2 choices. Exit 292. Head north in Valley City. Also in Euland today, there's meatballs, chicken Alfredo in Glendon. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back from our caller from last hour who told us about an experience as a 10-year-old in Sioux Falls. Many, many decades ago, where he was given the offensive choice by his, what do we say, 7th grade teacher, was it, sir?
Yeah, she administered the test. I don't even remember her name.
But your grade was what?
I was either in the 7th grade or we moved away from there when I was in the middle of the 8th grade. So it could have been the first semester of the 8th grade.
And the teacher says, and the teacher gets to the front room and says, kids, we have a little exercise today, and the exercise goes like this. Was it spit on your mother? You tell us. What did they ask you?
No, it was something like, would you rather call your mother a bad name or spit on the American flag? The questions were like that.
Oh,
and that's a quote on that question.
Yeah, and you push back and say, well, just pick one. Just you got to answer this. That's indoctrination, is what that is. That is some kind of twisted exercise. Look,
that's terrible.
Here's what we need more of.
What they're trying to do is break you down in one area. There's something that you will do, and they're both bad.
Yeah, and why put that into kids' heads? That's horrible.
They call that values clarification. Also has to do with situation ethics. You know, what would you do in a certain situation? Well, depends, you know. And this is, in other words, there are no absolute truths.
Here's my thing. I think critical thinking is a skill set that is not effectively taught. But that says... Uh-huh. You know, would you rather spit on the American flag or wave the flag? Would you rather display the flag? Okay, why? Because I love America. Great. Okay, now I got critical thinking skills. But to, like you say, break you down to say which one of these really bad things are you willing to do is very much like, hey, you need to be less white. Why? Well, because you had privilege. You had privilege. What else did you want to tell us?
I wanted to say, I think the best thing that's happened in the last 50 years is the rise of homeschooling, parents taking the responsibility and schooling their children. And I'm a member of the North Dakota Homeschool Association, my wife and I, and I think that that's the best thing that's happened in education. And the people that do that, they don't hate their public school teachers. I'm glad for all the good ones we have. I really am. And I am a teacher. But I don't think that we as parents can abdicate our responsibility in the area of education.
We sure can't, but not everybody can be a homeschool parent. And I always say I think there's a special place in heaven for them because the priorities are right. And it generally means one parent can't be gainfully employed, and therefore they're obviously having to do more with less. It is noble. I think it is incredible that they do it, and I think they ought to be, again, held in high regard, where often they're sort of mocked, which I think is crazy. Now, having said that, not everybody can do it, but they can draw a hard line on what they will tolerate in the public school system. Or as we did in our family, Scott and Maria Hennen, there were a lot of choices we made. We don't have, $500,000 lake home. We don't have boats and RVs and, you know, a million things. We got, you know, we've done well. I will say that. We've done better than most, but that came from two people working very hard, ridiculous hours, and the ability to put our kids in Catholic school. And those questions aren't asked in Catholic school. And by the way, the beautiful thing about Catholic school is, and I'm saying this because it's my frame of reference. This may be true at Oak Grove or other Lutheran schools, Park Christian, Shiloh is a good example. I assume they do this as well. I don't know it firsthand, but I know firsthand anybody, a parent that comes and says, here are my three children. I would like them to go to the school. I do not have the ability to pay you the full tuition that you normally get. They will work with everybody. They will work. In fact, scholarships are often given by donors. So when people come without any means to pay, they're able to go. So I think your point, well taken, is there are options. There are options, and you need to follow those. But I think the number one option is, look, we, whether we have kids in the public school system or not, I didn't. Our three didn't go to public schools. But I could tell you the property taxes we paid were significant. And you know what? They owe me, just like they owe every other property taxpayer, the answers to the questions about what is being taught. And how? And the influence of the NEA and the influence of local teacher unions. And how do they reward the good teachers and say, let's flesh out the bad ones? Biggest headache of school administrators is not having any control over who those teachers are because they have 9 million chances. And I would argue 90% of them in North Dakota are great. They're fantastic, but they can't weed out the 10%, and that's where a lot of this garbage comes from. But the bigger issue is the curriculum. Somebody thought of that idea of asking the exercise, spit on the flag or call your mom a bad name, and got it into the Sioux Falls school system. Who? Why? Why did the legislature allow that curriculum? Why did the school board approve it? How did parents not notice it? There's a lot of ball drops there, and we got to be every bit as vigilant today. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
Call again as we inform this conversation. I think it's darn important. I really do. Paul and Moorhead, Mike and Perm, as we continue on deck here, and I'll also tell you, a listener just texted me something a little disturbing. Said, hey, Scott, longtime listener, I can't listen to your show anymore. That causes all of us to lean in a little, right?
What?
Hearing about the destruction of our country just leaves me with a stomach ache. I don't need that in my diet.
I get that.
Well, that's one approach. It gives all of us a stomach ache, but guess what? You're going to wake up one day and say, I don't recognize America if that's the approach you take. Let these inform you. Let these issues inform you and pick your role in it. What are you going to do to take it on? We've got to do that. We're brought to you in part today by Pipers. Great lineup of incredible equipment auctions in June. Check it out at Pipers.com and don't miss America's land auction.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation? You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New Johns Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines. And, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Come on now, 56 is not too old to be a Metallica fan, especially the early stuff. And the first album, I think, came out in 1981. I'm 52 myself. I got turned on to them in about 1984 or so with Ride the Lightning. And then, Master of Puppets came out in 86. So, yeah, they're kind of new when you're a high schooler, but Man, they sure were popular.
Well, not that I didn't have buddies that loved them. I mean, I graduated in 83, Montevideo, Minnesota High School. I was a Mohawk, right?
Minnehaha Academy, 82. They were the Indians, now they're the Red Hawks, home of Gatorade Athlete of the Year this year, by the way.
Well, there you go. I just never was a heavy metal guy. I hope I can be forgiven for that.
I sat in a snake pit for that concert down in Sioux Falls, and I think I went partially dead.
Well, I would imagine.
From that evening.
Amazing you didn't get
Well, Scott wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds at a Black Flag concert, Henry
imagine,
Rollins.
Imagine that, the COVID area, guys.
Yeah. It ruined the whole punk rock industry.
Yeah. Say, thanks to our sponsors, by the way, who make this show go, including our friend CJ at DAC Diesel, who has a great product now that is helping all things diesel run better, an anti-gel, 4-plus additive, super clean turbo cleaner. There's a lot of varieties of this, depending on what you need. If you don't have it where you buy your auto products, tell them I want it. Otherwise, you can call CJ and get some shipped to you right now, 701-258-5011. And for all things auto repair, you definitely want CJ when it comes to diesel. Anything diesel, that's what they do. Anything diesel, they just make it better in Bismarck, but servicing vehicles everywhere, and they do house calls. 701-258-5011, online at dacdiesel.com. Somebody said, when does Kevin Piper's show air? I just mentioned America's Land Auctioneer. It's a radio show, 7 a.m. Saturday on this very radio station, all of them that you're listening to, and also WDAY, I should add. So it is a great show Saturday mornings. Tune it on, 550, 1100, 1090, 970. Set your alarm to check that out tomorrow, and you're going to have a lot of great information on all things land from him. Also brought to you today by friends of MyPillow. I'll be with Mike Lindell this weekend. We're going to talk about that here in a moment as well, and welcome more of your calls on the Friday edition, doing our own little talk radio town hall today. Senator Kramer off in the normal spot. I'll be with Mike Lindell and the team that this weekend includes Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, I'm going by memory, Sheriff David Clark, we've got Charlie Kirk, it's just an all-star lineup, Brandon House and his team, the whole FrankSpeech.com team. Watch FrankSpeech.com all weekend if you can't be in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Doors open at 9. 11:30 the event starts. It goes to 4. So they're packing in. I mean, think of that. Plus, I didn't mention that guy by the name of Donald Trump. He's coming in on this massive jumbotron live to the group. So it's going to be like a mega rally. It's a Frank Speech rally. It's all about free speech, celebrating it. But Mike Lindell is the guy that is, I mean, all this costs an enormous amount of money. Nobody pays a penny to go see that. Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza. Who did I forget?
Diamond and Silk.
Oh, Diamond and Silk. Yep. By the way, we're doing an interview with them Saturday morning at 10. So we'll have that on our Facebook Live Saturday morning, 10 a.m. with the ladies leading up to the big event. So watch all of that this weekend. And if you can't be there, support Mike in this effort to stand up for free speech by buying one of the robes. My wife and I signed mortgage papers yesterday, reduced their rate another half a point. Thank you! And we were signing the papers, and the person at the title company says to my wife, so you really do love that robe? See, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. and my wife can't go anywhere without somebody asking her this. It's just hilarious. So MyPillow bathrobes are 30% off when you use the promo code Scott, but the towels, the sheets, the lowest price ever on the pillows, $29.98. For a queen size premium pillow, lowest price ever. If you want a king, it's only $5 more. The towels, the pillows, the pet beds, the weighted blankets, the sleepwear, they've got it all now. MyPillow.com or call this number. This is the number. You don't want to use any other promo code at MyPillow.com than Scott if you want to support this program, or call 800-506-9028. They're also supporting our Teddy Talks at FrankSpeech.com, which includes an interview with Dinesh D'Souza, who will be one of the folks that will join us tomorrow in Wisconsin. And back to the texter for a moment, who before the break I told you said, I can't listen to your show anymore because what's happening in this country gives me a stomachache. That's not the right approach. I get that what you're hearing is going to make you uncomfortable some days. It does me too. But I'm inspired that a lot of people out there care about this. And I asked Dinesh about this. I said, people have to stop and think and do a reset about what they're doing to our country. Don't they, Dinesh?
Scott, we're living in a different country than the one I came to a generation ago at the age of 17 as an exchange student. I had a very civics book idea of American politics. You have two sides, the Republicans, the Democrats. They disagree, but they have rival ideals. And by and large, their ideals are good. One side emphasizes liberty. The other side emphasizes equality. You put those ideals before the American people. You let the American people choose. This time we'll go with this guy. This time we'll go with that guy. I think what we're seeing is that a lot of the basic things that we took for granted in this country, think of something so simple as, hey, listen, I disagree with you, but I would defend to the death your right to say that. This is just such a kind of quintessentially American sentiment. And yet, the simple truth of it is that simple liberty to say what you think. Hey, I'm an American, I get to say what I believe. You don't. You're not living in a country today where you can. If you try to do that at Google, they will demote you. If you try to do it on Facebook, they will demonetize you or deplatform you. You try to do it in the U.S. government, they'll classify you as an extremist. In some cases, they'll try to go after you on a campus or even prosecute you. So the simple truth of it is the basic American things that we take for granted are now gravely endangered. So we need a citizen mobilization of a kind that we haven't seen before, even bigger than the ones we saw under Trump, because we need the American people as a group to rise up and say, this is not where we want these guys to take us. We're being sold a bill of goods, and we're not going to stand for it.
I hope that texter is leaning in on that to say, I'm a longtime listener, but I can't listen anymore because it's too hard to hear the destruction of our country playing out. Citizen mobilization is what we need, not turn the radio off. Find your peace in this, get active. And I think Dinesh is right, and Sheriff Clark was right yesterday as well. Another one of those that will be with us in Wisconsin tomorrow, in saying, you know, Trump was a great vehicle to fight for everything we cared about, right? He was a fantastic, yep. He was a fighter. But we could almost sit back and let him do it, or let Rush Limbaugh do it. They're gone. It's up to us, and if we don't start at our own school, our own city, our own township, our own state, we're in big trouble. Meanwhile, the border's being invaded. I can't stand seeing all these images on TV of places I was at, Del Rio, Texas, where there literally are like, it looks like a line at Walmart to check out. Illegal immigrants coming into this country. And Kamala Harris is blowing it all off. We have a clip from her coming up. More with Dinesh D'Souza and your calls. Mike and Perm, go!
Yeah, Scott?
That's me. What's on your mind, Mike?
Sorry, Scott. I'm here in Home Depot getting some paint. But, you know, we're talking about this indoctrination in our schools. Does the Red Pioneers ring a bell? The Soviet Union took children away from their parents and put them in a school and indoctrinated them to the point where these children would turn on their own parents and inform on them. And it's frightening the direction that our school systems are turning to, the things that they're teaching here. And if nothing else, the anti-Semitism in this country, this is how the Nazi Germany got started.
I think, Mike, you're onto something here, and we'll continue after the break if you like, because there are parallels to history without question. More coming up.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at hatandsons.com.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you fly in from Birmingham, you'll get the last gate. If you flew in from Boston, no, you sure won't have to wait. And I'm learning a little more every day.
That's a bumper request from one of our fine listeners. Well, Hank Jr. in the American Way. We have more rolling in. We're probably not going to get to all these. Well, I could safely say we're not. But we have the Dewey Brothers, the Doctor. Here's a new one. Jeff Moore, New Americans are Home Run. They're pouring in here. That's fabulous. We'll put this in on the wish list, okay? I'm 47, and you cannot be a true headbanger without Metallica. I see. Okay.
Oh, true that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a headbanger. That's okay.
I hurt my neck when I do that.
Yeah. Back to your calls here in a moment. I want to give Mike a chance to finish in this, because I think you were going a direction that I think is worthy of us all thinking about what will happen if we sort of check out. Because Germany checked out when a twisted monster of a leader decided that he knew better who should live and die, and the people that put him there turned off their radios, checked out, went along to get along. Read the Bonhoeffer book about how the churches even did that. Eric Metaxas, the definitive biography on Bonhoeffer. The churches! How could the churches not stand up against the idea of putting people in trains and sending them to gas chambers to meet their death because they were of a different ethnic and religious background? You can't make it up. So, Mike, I take your point. What else did you want to say?
You know, speaking of Germany there, during the Nazi regime, that the Gestapo arrested many Catholic priests and any person of Christian faith, even the Jehovah's Witness. They sent 2,500 of them to the death camps, right along with the priests and nuns and everyone else that disagreed with them. And we look at our government today, look at Omar, look at some of these others that are anti-Semitist values right on the floor of our very government. This is despicable. And then these teachers' unions who are going along and telling our kids that you're different, this sort of thing, and destroying the individuality of what we would call the American exceptionalism. To them, this is a non-starter. It doesn't exist. Don't you believe it, because everybody else is wrong and the teachers' union is right.
Great points, Mike. Appreciate your call so much. And I think, well, there's a million directions I could go in response to that. But again, you mentioned Catholic priests being arrested. There's great books written, too, about the underground efforts put forward by, at the time, a priest in Poland who became Pope John Paul II. And the Catholic Church did stick out its neck mightily, and there were the priests that were ultimately sent to their death as well because of it, and I mean, they were putting themselves in peril to stand up for this. So when I speak of the church, it was, you know, all kinds of faiths, mainly obviously the Protestant thing, and that's where Bonhoeffer came in to say, why aren't we doing this? But you're right to say that there was an effort by the Catholic Church there, and great history written about that, for sure. Ruger in Golden Valley, your next time, what's on your mind? Our telephone number, by the way, 258-0550. You want to weigh in? Weigh in. Two kind of themes here that I think I'm hearing that we need to consider strongly. One, what do you do when you see your country being destroyed? Do you worry about a stomach ache and shutting it all off? Or do you find the intestinal fortitude to say, I want to be part of it? And is it time to not let the loss of Donald Trump, and I would add the loss of Rush Limbaugh, to, you know, Rush 30-plus years of conservative thinking and education and motivation gone, and Donald Trump, who for the first time of any president in my lifetime, for sure, found a way to fight for us and all the things we care about and accomplish them in a very short period of time, but they're both off the stage. So now what do? Do we check out and say, let's just let them destroy America? Or do we find our role in this to stand up? That's why we're doing the Freedom Matters USA event with a dinner with Charlie Kirk on July 14th. And if you send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, happily get you more information about that. It's an invite-only event, so you need an invite for the dinner with Charlie Kirk and John Hinderacher launching Freedom Matters USA, because it's going to be an opportunity for people that will support that effort going forward. There will be other things with Charlie Kirk, but and Freedom Matters USA will largely be what used to be the Tea Party movement, what used to be the MAGMA movement here in the upper Midwest. So it'll be a lot of opportunities for free events and speakers and lots of other things happening with that. But if you're interested in making that happen and want to be part of the foundation of that, email me, and happy to get you information about the event July 14th. We'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. 258-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Ruger, Golden Valley, go.
Morning, Scott. Hey, would you consider CMT, the country music channel, to be, you know, to be conservative and, you know, support American values and our freedoms and whatnot?
Well, I don't know. I think it's MTV for country, and MTV isn't exactly, you know, our kind of culture. So I think the answer to your question is yes, but I know better, and I even see this from some of the, you know, the country stars that I love listening to their music, and then I go, well, why are you going there? Shut up and sing. Shut up and sing.
Yep. Well, you know, a lot of people who I know that are, you know, full Republican and old guns and whatnot, and they watch CMT. And I've kind of been getting the drift of that station, too, that, you know, they're going left. And, of course, here on June 4th, they partnered up with, you know, Every Town for Gun Confiscation. You know, they're virtually wearing orange today in support of National Gun Violence Awareness Day and to call attention to the more than 100 lives that are lost every day to gun violence. Well, there's not 100 lives a day to gun violence. A lot of those are suicides, and they lump them in with, in fact, most of them are suicides, and they lump it in with gun violence. But, you know, kind of to tie it in with your stand up and do something, I was happy to see John Rich stand up and call him out, and he called out his fellow country artists who are, that he knows are conservatives and gun owners, to come out and speak out against this. And if you do watch CMT and you don't like that, I'd encourage you to send him an email and tell him you don't like him partnering up with organizations that are out there to take away your Second Amendment civil rights.
Great points. Great points. Appreciate it very much, Ruger. 258-0550 is the number, 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in on the open phone talk radio town hall without Senator Kramer today on any and all issues. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA. If you're hungry, I have something for you. The grab-and-go home cooking specials at PetroServe USA today. Exit 292, Valley City. Cruise in there and do pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. They'll do a made-to-order burger for you, you name it. But the pulled pork with gravy, the chicken fettuccine, ready to go. Same at Hardwood with two Sloppy Joes and chips. In-N-Out, you're at, you got your chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Boom, there they are. I'm gone. A little barbecue sauce. This is fabulous. Shepherd's Pie, I-29 and 12th Avenue North today. It is Chicken Alfredo Day in Glendon or Meatball Day in Yulin, North Dakota. All right. I mentioned the border earlier. Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, is in charge of the border. She hasn't been to the border. Despite last time I was there, she was appointed border czar in a bizarre press conference, and she chose to go to Guatemala first rather than the border. And so some even woke reporters, I mean, who asked this cast question? Telemundo or?
Univision.
Univision. They're left is left, right? I mean, they're the people beating up Donald Trump every day because he's not opening the borders. They're an open border kind of news entity. Even they're saying, like, when are you going to go down to the border? Here's what she said.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And I,
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date?
¿Tiene una fecha para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted. I have to...
Yeah, we'll circle back to that.
Here, let me translate. We're slow walking everything.
Yeah.
Because we want to go look at your TV screen, folks, and who's pouring across the border. And I was screaming this a month ago and 2 months ago, actually, from the border.
We're already near a 250,000 people.
No. We've got 1 million in the Biden administration. 1 million. 1 million. And Trump's highest year was 356,000 people.
Let me finish. There's 180,000 last month.
Right. There's 1 million they can count that we know of since the Biden administration started. Trump's worst year was 300.
Unreal.
Yeah, exactly right. Blake and Bismarck. Go ahead, Blake. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Blake is gone. Okay. All right, Blake. If we lost you, you try back here. Texter says, this lack of logic and history being taught today in public by schools is exactly why Martin Luther School in Bismarck is switching to classical education. Thank you. Texter says, does teaching critical race theory violate any racism laws in the state? That's another good question.
Yeah, it is.
It is racist. Critical race theory is racist. When you tell somebody in teacher training in Bismarck Middle Schools, thank you very much, Superintendent Hornbacher, or in some exercise that Coca-Cola puts on, to be less white, that is racist. That is racist. 100% racist. All right. Let's go to line one here on What's on Your Mind. Hi, you're up. What's on your mind today? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're up. What's on your mind?
This is Ray.
Hi, Ray. Go ahead.
Oh, I got through. Yeah, I'm wondering why our governors and our senators and congressmen can't get together. If we have National Guard in Washington, D.C., why we can't just pull them out of Washington, D.C. and protest? Why are we protecting these people? If every Republican state got together and we pulled our National Guard troops out of there, that would send a message to them people that, you know what, we're serious. And then put together a huge rally. If you can't go to Washington, D.C. on a particular date, go to your state capitol. We want them revoked. We want them out of office. People need to start standing up to it.
Do we love Ray or what? We love Ray. We're called Ray's Rally. More coming up.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends. and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps me coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at the PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Yeah, there we go. Very superstitious. Like leaving the mic on and clearing your throat. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Building relationships for over 20 years. What keeps customers coming back? Exceptional service. The lifetime powertrain warranty. Free service loaners. And so much more. You'll be taken care of not only during, but after the sale. You could shop, click, and drive, and nobody will hound you. You can do it right now at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Want to pick up on what Wes had to say related to an idea of bringing down the walls in D.C. They're there for a reason. That's why the quote-unquote insurrection was all done by design. The reaction to it was by design to say, oh, we got to put these walls because they don't want the input from us. So to me, whether there's fences or chains or whatever, we got to do what he's suggesting anyway. And maybe that's how you fight. Maybe you say the, was it Wes? Is that his name? Russ?
I think so.
Russ?
Ray.
It was Ray.
Ray's rally.
Yeah. Why do I ask Kevin, who remembers less things than I do, and Todd than what I do? If I don't write it down, forget about it. It's gone to the ether. Ray's rally. So the problem with Ray is, well, what that would be considered? It'd be considered the next insurrection to do that. And all it would be actually be is free speech. But again, all of this is under attack. We talked to Dinesh D'Souza about that. A critical race theory. Is it really anything new?
Yeah, and it's not. This is not a problem that's even confined to education. We've known for some time that the schools were pushing left with the teachers' unions, that the campuses were left. We've known about the bias in the media, even though it's reached a zenith, a new level of blatantness that we haven't seen before. We've known, of course, about the Hollywood left, but we didn't expect these corporations to go woke on us in this way. I mean, mainstream corporations, we're not just talking about the ones that have left-wing CEOs. We're talking about Delta Airlines and American Airlines. We're talking about Lockheed, the defense contracting company. These are people, by and large, who are now doing ideological indoctrination. Who would have thought that there would be an effort to purge the military, to remove, if you say, MAGA supporters, classify them as extremists? Who would think that they would try to take January 6th, which was, overzealous. Some people pushed their way into the Capitol. I mean, for me, who's seen a whole bunch of campus occupations, it was nothing more than a walkthrough. But nevertheless, oh, it's a riot. Oh, it's an insurrection. It's a coup. It's the worst thing since the Civil War. I mean, what kind of idiocy of disproportion, what kind of false moral equivalence is this? And yet it's at the highest levels of our government. So I would say that our basic institutions, even the simple, look at the healthcare industry. Who would think that people in white lab coats would be lying to us? Who would think, for example, that they would put out this propagandistic lie that, hey, the virus came out of a wet market in Wuhan, when there was always credible reason to believe, no, it came out of the Wuhan lab, whether accidentally or deliberately is a whole other matter. So lies upon lies upon lies. It's very difficult to have a functioning democracy when the media is lying to you, your professors are lying to you, your teachers are lying to you, your government officials are lying to you. So we're in a real, I would say, we're in a sort of state of emergency in America today. And ultimately, the last recourse, the last corrective for it is the American people. If the American people themselves don't wake up, it's really hard to see who will.
It is a state of emergency, and you can't shut off the radio and shut out the news and not and think, look, I'm a prayerful person. I pray for America. I pray for our leaders. I pray for conversion of people who have these twisted views. I am trying to follow what I've been taught in my Christian Catholic faith every single day, but it isn't enough just to pray when we have the means to do other things. And he's exactly right. Dinesh D'Souza is one of those great conservative thinkers that just puts into words what I think we're all frustrated with. And he'll be on the stage tomorrow with Donald. Well, Donald Trump's not going to be on stage. He's on the Jumbotron, but everybody else is there. And it's a free event. Details@frankspeech.com. So if you want the whole interview with Dinesh, it's really, really good. It's on my Facebook page. We'll repost it today. And I'll send it to Todd, too, so he can put it up. But it's really, really good. Bob in Wheatland, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind, 2580550. Go!
Yeah, say, I'm 63 years old, and I love Lefty Frizzell, Patsy Cline, that kind of music. And I love the 60s and 70s rock and roll. I hate rap, except for there's one artist out there. He doesn't cuss in any of his rap songs. And he's the only one that's got enough courage to actually say what's going on in this country. And his name is Tom McDonald. And his last song is called Snowflake. And if you listen to a couple of his songs, you're going to find out that this guy has got his finger on the pulse of the country.
There it is. You ask, we deliver. We aim to please our fine listeners here. So this is Snowflake.
If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to all of us, it's called being a politician. You think taking guns away will save our kids from the killings? But your pro-choice abortion kills way more children. If America's so terrible and racist, it probably isn't safe to encourage immigration. Just saying, all the contradictions are embarrassing.
What he's saying is great. What he's saying is great. Good catch, Bob. Appreciate that. Becca Beulah, last word. You got 20 seconds. Go, Becca.
Hey, this is Becca calling from Beulah. I think you guys are on the right course, but I think you're missing the major issue, the cancel culture. Canceling war, the cancel on coal and oil, the cancel on ranching. I think we need to start educating our people what is the power grid, how the power grid works, how cattle are raised, why we need the, what we need. It has been forgotten all along how everything works together. And I think that whole cancel culture and has reached out beyond you can even imagine.
Oh, no question about it. Great points, Becca. And that's all part of a better education. Cancel culture is un-American. It is an antithesis to free speech. God bless you all. See you in Wisconsin if you can make it. Otherwise, back your
communities
money.
Across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.